UAPs. There is a lot going on in the UFO, now UAP community because there is a lot of UAP activity. There is a first time event going to happen, and I don't think it makes the Pentagon people happy. Representative Tim Burchett, a Republican from Texas, will be given access, along with other lawmakers, to the classified SIF room and will be given classified UAP files to look at. The SIF room is pronounced SCIF room. Nothing can leave it, no phones are allowed, and I don't think any notes can be taken. It will be interesting what he is able to tell us without violating the law. So many people, both famous and not, have seen UAPs. It is amazing when we go over the list of famous people. I will give you an example of someone in the entertainment field who saw one. It was Jimi Hendrix in 1970. Just in case there is anyone of the planet who never heard of him, he was acclaimed as one of the best guitarists ever. If you want an example of a politician who saw one, Ronald Reagan. And as for an ordinary person, I saw one, which was a very bright light in the daytime sky. As been happening from time to time, another passenger on a plane has photographed a flying saucer from her window seat when the plane was flying in the sky over Colombia. The shape of the object, which is clear for this type of photograph, shows a circular object with a dome on top and a protrusion underneath. The object must have been close to the plane. It is being said there is no proof any of the recent reports from the last year prove any of the objects came from space. I guess when you see something flying through the air, unless you have radar evidence or some type of evidence from sensors or cameras of the objects coming down to the Earth from space, you can't actually prove any craft is a spacecraft. The problem is there is video of at least one event from years ago where there was a video taken by, I believe, one of the shuttles, and it shows a UFO in space just outside Earth's atmosphere flying slowly when it speeds up and goes quickly out into deeper space because a missile from Earth was shot at it. There are also other videos you can view of UFOs gathering around a tether which broke off a shuttle. I am sure there are plenty more videos and still photos. CNN has reported the Pentagon is receiving dozens of UAP reports every month. I think we knew it had to be, and as I said in the past, there are probably 10 people who see a UAP for everyone which reports it. Could some of these sightings be from foreign powers? We know about the Chinese balloon which flew over us for a week, but could there be high-powered planes doing it too? With the advent of hypersonic missiles, could there also be secret planes that have the same speed capability, making them hard for us to shoot down? I think we have learned there is a certain percentage of sightings that just cannot be explained any other way but as UAPs, and because of their performance, they have to be extraterrestrial. There are some very interesting stories about what astronauts and cosmonauts have seen when they were in space. Some claim to see giant transparent angel-like creatures, others tall aliens, and even others claim even more unusual sightings, if that is possible. Take the astronaut Story Musgrave, for example. He is not only an astronaut, but also a doctor. To me, this makes him a very credible witness. He stated that twice he saw something he described as a snake in space and even took a photo of it. Could a creature live in the emptiness of space? We are finding out microbes can, and perhaps larger creatures. According to different witnesses, there are many different races of aliens coming here. If you search hard enough, you can find someone who has seen at least one of them. Several different people have come forward stating they have seen or met with aliens who look a lot like us. They look so much like us they can pass for humans. I am talking about the Nordic extraterrestrials. Sighting them goes back to at least 1954, when a British woman said she saw a flying saucer in the sky. The saucer hovered over her house, which was in a remote area. At one point the saucer came down low to the ground and scared her children who were in the yard. She could see two human-looking beings looking at them from a window in the craft before it took off. I guess that would have scared anyone, but you have to wonder how anyone could be sure the saucer people weren't human. I suspect that Elon Musk knows more about UAPs than he admits to. I say this because at least some of his launches had drawn the attention of UAPs. Just in the month of October, a Falcon 9 launch had a UAP observing the launch. When the Falcon 9 rocket was launched, a UAP was seen flying near it. As I said, this is not the first time this has happened. One of the things David Grush told Congress was something I never heard before. He was mentioning the fact a UAP had crashed in Italy in 1933. This I had heard before, but the next thing he said was news to me. He stated the American Army captured that UAP at the end of World War II. It just goes to show you how long we have been working on and investigating UAPs. It makes me wonder if any other UAPs were recovered we do not know about. Could it be we were working on UAPs even before the war? One of the things which has changed the UAP scene is the claim we are dealing not only with extraterrestrial beings, but also with interdimensional ones. Another congressional witness, Jim Semivan, said something which scared the pants off many people. He was referencing a group of beings that he said, "Come here." Here is what he said: "There's a whole other reality that surrounds us that we just simply don't have the ability to see or interact with. Think about that. If it is true and they can react to us, but we are helpless to react to them, this is a big problem for the human race."